Richland Center GOP Senator Dale Schultz was one of several lawmakers who supported a mandate that would have required all regular gasoline sold in Wisconsin to include at least 10% ethanol. Business groups attacked that plan, saying it could hurt companies in southeast Wisconsin by causing the region to fail clean air standards. Others criticized it for taking choice away from consumers. Schultz says this time around, it will be up to oil companies to make sure that 10% of all fuel sold in Wisconsin comes from renewable sources by next year.
This session, what we're doing is saying, we understand where you're coming from, we hear you, and you're going to continue to be able to buy whatever fuels you want down there that the EPA mandates you to, and we'll make it up by selling more ethanol other parts of the state.
Schultz's plan would require 15% of all fuel to come from renewable sources by 2012. But it's likely to face familiar opposition. Aaron Roth lobbies for the Wisconsin Petroleum Council. He says the state should leave any fuel standards up to Congress, which has already set its own renewable benchmarks. He says a state-specific plan endangers the fuel supply.
It can cause disruptions in the supply system. You know, if, for instance, we had a major drought and there wasn't enough ethanol available, but yet it's required by the state of Wisconsin.
Schultz's plan would need the support of majority Democrats in the Senate to have any chance of becoming law. It's likely one of several renewable fuel proposals lawmakers will consider this session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.